Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Inspire Her, Nourishing the Power Within, where we delve into the depth of self-care and personal growth to cultivate a life filled with purpose and vitality. I'm your host, Manal Gagnère, and in today's episode, we're exploring a topic close to my heart, the profound importance of rituals in reclaiming our sense of self-worth. When I first stumbled upon the term ritual, I'll admit honestly that I wasn't immediately drawn to it. It seemed to carry a connotation of religion, maybe even a touch of witchcraft, all of which didn't quite resonate with me at the time. And so I was like on and off with that term, but my perspective has shifted since then. I've truly come to understand that rituals are simply daily routines we craft for ourselves, tailored to our own time, beliefs, circumstances, and surroundings. They are a beautiful way to intentionally nurture ourselves to take action towards self-care. And for me, it replaced as well the obligation to do because I have to, the must, the consistency, discipline. It replaced this kind of approach that a ritual is softer, it's more feminine, and it doesn't require a must, a pressure, or an obligation. Now, let's be clear. When I talk about self-care, I'm not referring to luxurious spa days or wellness retreats, though those can certainly be part of the journey. I won't say no to them if I come across them, right? No, I'm talking about self-care for personal growth and profound healing. The kind that carves out space and time for your bodies, your minds, and your hearts to flourish. It's about allowing yourself to feel, to be, and to cultivate awareness around your fears, your wounds, and your limiting beliefs. This is how I practice it and how I set my own intention towards my self-care practice and rituals. Personal growth, since I can remember, has been one of my passions. I've always been captivated by the intricacies of human emotions, behaviors, and the unique path we each tread in life. Even during my days as a lawyer, I found myself more drawn to the personal stories of my clients, their triumphs, struggles, and everything in between. It was really in those moments of deep listening and care that I realized the true essence of my work. Holding space for others to shed their burdens, fears, and masks, and simply be themselves. This is the core of what I do today as a yoga teacher, a mindset mentor, a women's circle facilitator, and a sound healer. Holding space is essential to being seen and heard. And when you are, there is a sense of worthiness, of being enough that settles in naturally. This is why I love what I do and what I'm sharing with you and for you here. That's why taking care of yourself is far from selfish. It's a vital condition for showing up fully in the world, for your loved ones, your community, and your work. And as Mahatma Gandhi famously said, be the change you want to see in the world. It starts with you first. To care for others, for the planet, for those who are suffering, you must first care for yourself. Replenish your energy and kindness to show up as a strong, compassionate human being, right? As a mother myself, I've learned that loving myself isn't about achievement or rewards or perfection. It's about embracing my inherent worthiness simply for being me. And as I nurture this love within myself, I empower my daughter to do the same, teaching her that self-love is the foundation for a life filled with purpose and joy. Since I started nurturing myself and crafting my own rituals, a beautiful transformation unfolded in my life. I shed the shackles of people pleasing. This felt so good. Learned the power of saying no, which, by the way, is saying a big yes to yourself, and gained newfound clarity, time, and energy. It really wasn't easy, but it was absolutely necessary. And it brought me more joy and fulfillment on a daily basis. And I tell you, it is still a huge work in progress, because as I talked about it in episode 3 of the podcast, we are cyclical beings and we can't give our best all the time and being on top of everything on a daily basis. It really requires curiosity, exploration, compassion and kindness, and a lot of experimentation to truly know yourself and know what you need at different phases in your life. This is why rituals are truly powerful. They're like little sanctuaries of self-care, providing you with moments to pause, to breathe, and to reconnect with your deepest desires and intentions. Whether you're a devoted stay-at-home mother seeking solace amongst the chaos, or a high-achieving professional craving moments of introspection, peace, or anything in between, rituals offer a pathway to inner peace and renewal. It grounds you. It gives you clarity. So then you can take the next step, the next action. The beauty of it all is that you create your own ritual. There are no rules. You do whatever you want. I had a client who was constantly juggling work, commitments, and family responsibilities, leaving her feeling drained and exhausted. However, amongst her hectic schedule, she discovered a hidden gem: her daily commute. While she used to fill this time with work calls or listening to the news, she realized it could be transformed into a sacred space just for her. So she started using that time in her car to indulge in activities that brought her joy, like listening to her favorite music, belting out tunes, or simply relishing in solitude with her thoughts. Suddenly, her car became more than just a mode of transportation. It became her daily sanctuary, a ritual of self-care amongst the hustles and bustles of her life. Then there was another client who dreaded the idea of going for walks. Instead of forcing herself into an activity she didn't enjoy, we dwelt into what truly sparked joy for her. Indeed, for me, is going on a walk. I love that. For her, it was like, no, thank you. So we dwelt into what truly sparked joy for her, right? And it turned out gardening and creating new spaces in her home ignited her soul. As a stay-at-home mom, she carved out time to tend to her garden, finding solace and peace amongst the blossoming flowers and lush greenery. It wasn't just about the physical activity. It was about nurturing her spirit and finding tranquility in her own sanctuary. And here's the magic of it all. These simple rituals have the power to awaken you to the beauty and wisdom within yourself. They don't require grand gestures or elaborate planning. Even just a brief moment in the morning of 10 minutes can set the tone for an entire day filled with intention and mindfulness. Because maybe for some of you, just having a quiet coffee or tea in the morning, or a big glass of water by yourself, is enough. So to all the wonderful women tuning in today, I invite you to embrace the transformative potential of rituals. whether it's a gentle yoga practice, a cozy woman's circle, a song that you sing for yourself, totally free of everything, a walk, gardening, or simply a quiet moment of reflection, know that you are worthy of love, care, and all the blessings life has to offer. Embrace the power of rituals by discovering what makes your heart sing, what fills you with energy, joy, and gratitude. Start crafting your own unique ritual tailored to nurture your soul and uplift your spirit. Remember, you are infinitely worthy of taking care of yourself, one breath at a time. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. All my contact information is in the details of these episodes. I'm here to hold space for you, guiding you as you embark on your journey to nourish the power within you. Let's connect and explore the magic of self-care together. And remember, lovely, this journey is not about striving for perfection. It will never be. It's about embracing growth and healing with kindness, compassion, and patience for yourself. Each step you take, each ritual you create is a beautiful opportunity to nurture your soul and blossom into the fullest expression of yourself. So as you embark on this path of self-discovery, remember to be gentle with yourself. Celebrate your progress and cherish the transformative power of each moment. I love you all, and I see you on the next episode.